and go get the step back, cause I can't take it, no, 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 no. Why you always asking all these questions? I ain't about to be over here stressing, thinking about what I'm finna say now. This is starting to be every day now. Girl, you got me and you know it, so just don't trip. And don't be texting, asking questions about no whole shit.
Yeah.
Cause when you rest, that's when it all falls down.
Yeah.
If it's meant to be, time will tell. And we was doing.
Yo, what's going on, family? Welcome to a brand new episode of Ism Radio. We're ready to chop up some good game, as we always do every week on the show. Let me put on some Mackin music so I can talk to y'all and let y'all know where I'm coming from, family. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Now, today's show is brought to you by, what is that? What are we brought to you by, Layla? Dennis Brown and his podcast called Tipping the Scale, the podcast about relationships, business, personal development, all that good stuff. Check out tipthescalepodcast.com. And today's show is also brought to you by POV Hilarious D. Check out his YouTube page, POV Hilarious D. He has a trailer for a new superhero indie flick called Dark Chaos, Maze of the Universe. You can check that out by going to the hashtag Dark Chaos, ladies and gentlemen. And today's show is also brought to you by HiddenColorsFilm.com. And it's also brought to you by TariqElite.com, ladies and gentlemen. So, let me introduce my lovely, singular co-host. We have Miss Layla Lopez.
Hello.
In the house. How are you?
I'm still here.
She's still here. Yes, yes. Everybody has been team Layla.
Oh, thanks, guys.
They've been team Layla this weekend because we did a new Crispy skit.
Oh, my God. Yes, it was so funny. Yes. I was on the floor. Because, mind you, I didn't see it until it came out, too. So
yeah.
I didn't see it either, you guys. So, it was funny.
Yeah. So, yeah. Layla had on a bathing suit, and people were like, okay.
Yeah.
So, people
it was
really
nice.
People liked the skit, man. The skit was real funny. You guys can go to my YouTube channel and look up the Crispy Puppet skit. It is called Trap Shoe, Part 1 and 2. The plot is... Crispy and Rolly are on the Tom Joyner cruise, and Mary J. Blige kicked Crispy and he lost his tap shoe, and then they had to go to Miami to find the tap shoe from some Colombian drug dealers. So the plot was all over the place, but it was
it was so funny. Thanks, everybody.
Yeah.
For all the, you know, shout outs on my Instagram stuff. I appreciate it.
Yes, the thirst is real. Shout out to the thirst. The thirst is goddamn real. Yes,
it's
indeed.
It's okay.
But Layla, we got to talk about all the controversy.
Oh, Lord. Oh,
from
God.
Last
I was,
week.
Like, so dreading this.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I was
know.
Like, we're going to talk about this.
I know. And we're not going to really harp on it.
Yeah, no, it's over. What's done is done.
It's done. Exactly.
Thank God.
Yes. What's done is done. We're not going to really harp on it because I've been talking about it on my other Ustream show, and we've touched on it, and, you know, it's done. It's
thank
water.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Not stooping down to that anymore.
Yes, yes.
You know what I mean, Tariq?
Yes, yes, yes.
We
yes.
did all things.
Yes,
we
indeed.
Good.
Layla was pissed.
I'm saying, like, it's just nobody's business to be putting people's business out there.
Right.
And a lot of people don't realize, because I did see some comments that said, like, you know, that was wrong, that blah, blah, blah. Like, it may have looked wrong, but y'all don't know what happens when the camera stopped rolling.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So you don't know what goes on. So
exactly. And some people are just contrary to be contrary.
True.
They're just, you know what I'm saying?
You say left, they say right.
Exactly. Exactly. Because there is no other way to handle a situation like that.
Right.
There's just no other way. And there's a lot of simp niggas and moist niggas. They've never seen a black man running the shit.
You
dig?
Right.
So that shit is foreign. And these niggas
right.
are so used to ratchetness and
right.
it just goes on
right.
in their lives.
Right.
They've never seen some shit just get regulated and put back in order
right.
by a brother.
Right. That's
you
true.
Dig?
That is so true.
So yeah, but we're here and we're going to have a good time on today's show. The phone number, family, is 818-850-5404. That is the number, ladies and gentlemen.
I have a quick question, though.
Go ahead.
You haven't heard from her, have you?
No.
Okay.
No.
You just never know. I'm
just
curious.
That day.
Okay.
That was it. And she contacted you that day, too.
Yep.
Yeah, but other than that,
okay,
no.
Okay, that was it. Okay.
No.
Curious.
Oh, yeah.
Curious.
Oh,
you never
yeah,
know.
No. No, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, it's a weird shit going
weird
on.
Weird shit going on. Yes, indeed. You know. What?
But it's a good vibe today.
It's very good.
I came in, Tariq had a music blast, and yes, I was like, what is happening right now?
Yes,
he's at all good spirits and stuff.
Yeah, I'm good. Ismbot is good. How you doing over there, Ismbot?
Let's be on the lookout for a disgruntled employee with a mohawk.
Okay. Not a disgruntled employee with a mohawk ism, but come on.
Oh, my God. I can't. Isn't
now,
crazy?
Again, let me make sure the phone lines are working. Everybody call up. Let me make sure these phone lines are on fleek. 818-850-5404. Let me double check and make sure.
You got a lot of other people ratings too, Tariq, might I add.
Yeah.
People was like jumping on the like train.
The bandwagon.
Yeah, that was crazy.
That's kind of a new thing now.
Yikes. Like, is the times that hard for ratings?
Yeah, because people, what they do, they get little ad money from YouTube.
Yikes,
so
if
they get into somebody else's beef, especially mine, they mention my name, they know they'll get hits and they'll get them a couple of dollars. So you're welcome, bummy niggas. You're welcome. I help you eat. These niggas.
I was tripping off of that. I was like, man, I didn't know people were doing that.
Oh, yeah, they
like,
do. Every time anything I do, these niggas make a million videos. It's like, that's
like,
that's the little bummy nigga hustle now. When women
the
do it.
Bummy nigga.
When women do it, I can get when women do it, but you got these niggas doing it. You
know,
old basketball wives ass niggas.
Right.
You dig?
Right.
But on today's show, what we're going to do, we're going to bring in some potential female co-hosts. We're going to get a new co-host. For me and Miss Layla.
Yay.
And what we're going to do this time, we're going to let them talk for 10 minutes. And we're just going to get to know them. Nothing too heavy. Just kind of vibe with them. And we're going to let you, the audience, we're going to let you decide who should be the next female co-host for the show. So we're going to do it like that. So if somebody's whack, I'm going to blame you motherfuckers. Y'all can't say, damn, you should let her ass go. No, you motherfuckers choose.
That's a smart move right there.
Yes,
that way
can't
say nothing.
Exactly. Let me see who's on the phone. We got a lot of folks calling up. Let me test this phone line. What's up? Who's calling?
Oh, shit. I'm on this bitch. What's happening, Tariq?
What's up? Who is this?
My name is Malachi. I stay in Atlanta, my nigga.
What's going on, Malachi?
Let me get on. What's happening? I'm a big fan, bro. Goddamn.
Malachi, your phone is a beast, brother. I can't do your brother. You got a biblical name, so you need to pray for a new fucking phone, brother. Your phone was raggedy, Malachi. And shout out to you, Malachi. I'm trying to rock with you, brother.
I already knew you was hanging up on him.
Yeah,
Tariq, don't do that. You so damn bougie. Phone janky.
I'm so impatient. You know how impatient I am. Come on, Malachi. You know better than that. What's with all these janky phones in 2017?
It's Metro PCS, and which I can't hate because I ain't going to sit up here and lie. I got Metro.
Oh, damn. You do?
Yeah, I do, but mine's is good, though.
Oh, damn.
I think it works better in certain regions. Like California Metro is good, but I might not be. Yeah.
Never mind. Some of these phone lines are mad damn janky. All right. So, again, we're going to have some of the ladies come in the room in a second. We're going to have them come in one by one. Are you ready for this, Layla?
I'm excited.
Yes, indeed.
Like, I'm super excited.
Yes, indeed.
Ready to go.
Yeah, I'm ready to get busy with it. Hold on. Let me have my lovely assistant, Miss LaPria, bring somebody
in. She's
so sweet. LaPria, she's on top of shit, man.
She's dope.
LaPria, y'all don't really see LaPria because she's always working behind the scenes. LaPria be handling shit.
Yeah, she's like, I just graduated college. She's super sweet.
Yes, indeed. All right. Again, the phone number is 818-850-5404. And what we're going to do, we're going to have the ladies come in and let them talk. And then you are going to judge at the end of the show to let us know who's who. Who do you like? And
can't wait.
We're going to get it popping like that.
Get it popping.
Yes, indeed. Come on, thing. I'm trying to get my intercom ready for LaPria to bring the people in. Mm-mm. My thing is activating. Mm-mm. Hold on one second. Let me get a call while I'm waiting on that. Hold on.
What you over there doing, Tariq?
I'm just trying to get the thing going.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
LaPria, send in Bree. All right, we got Bree coming in right now. We got the high tech shit.
Damn, Tariq.
Yeah, we got the high tech shit.
I'm like, what is happening over there?
He got
some send in.
We got Miss Bree right here. Have a seat, Miss Bree. Right there, and put the headphones on. There you go. And you can choose either one of those mics. Yes, indeed. Okay, you can talk in the tall mic there.
Cool.
There you go. How are you, dear?
I'm excellent. How are you?
That's good. Now, introduce yourself. What's your name? Let everybody know who you are.
What's going on, guys? My name is Bree.
And Bree is from Chicago.
I'm from Chi-Town.
Yes, indeed. How long have you been out here, Bree?
Crib. Less than a year. Almost a year. July.
Okay. Yeah. How you liking it in L.A. so far?
I love L.A.
Yes,
it's
indeed.
So diverse.
Yes.
So vast. So much to do.
Yes, indeed.
I ain't mad at the weather either.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, you know, this show is about dating, relationships. It's a whole bunch of shit we do. You know, we're real ratchet here. You know that. We're
how ratchet can I be?
Oh, it's ratchet. Oh, Lord.
We that's just, what's up. That's oh,
yeah.
What's up.
Yes, is. Oh yeah, as ratchet as you can. You can be red mohawk ratchet. You can be, yes, you can be
purple mohawk ratchet.
Yes.
I've never had a red mohawk, by the way. But okay, shit.
Thanks, thank God.
Let's get it.
So, how is your the dating game out here for you, Bree?
Man, let me tell y'all, I've had. Okay, I'm a black girl, if you can't tell, but yes. I've only had one black guy approach me.
Oh, damn.
Okay, remember, Tariq? We was talking about that.
Yeah, yeah.
People that aren't from here, they don't know.
Like, I know now.
You know now, right? Yeah. People do not know. They don't really mess with us like that.
Man, like.
So who approaches you? What kind of guys approach you?
Middle-aged white guys, middle-aged Mexican guys. Oh,
¿qué pasa, amigo?
Hey,
Gabriel Union.
Mama,
Gabriel Union. Megan Goo. They be calling y'all the black female celebrities.
Hard as hell. They be like, oh, hey, Mama Cita.
Queen Latifa.
Taraji P.
Queen Latifa. Beautiful Queen Latifa. They be saying all types of bullshit. So
half my height and dead ass shooting they shot though.
Oh damn. So what's the worst dating experience you've had out here, Bree?
Man, I was in Dave and Buster's and this white guy approached me. He was young, he was handsome, you know, and he came like super confident. Like we both caught eyes and he kind of like popped up on me, walked over to me real slow. So I gave him my number. You know, he had a little swag. So the next day we went back to Dave and Buster's and we were actually having a really good time. I was really surprised. I've never dated outside of my race.
Mm.
And we had a really good time. But okay, so when we paused to get drinks, we would go to the bar. And of course, like the black dudes that's sitting at the bar that would probably never have said nothing to me before, they scowling at me like.
Oh, they're looking at you, giving you the uh-oh.
Like, your ass is with the white guy.
Mm.
Dude.
I can't stand that.
That's so
they be so
that's
upset.
That's so reckless. Like,
that's
why are you
so
mad?
Sister, hey, sister. When you with like a white guy, hey, sister, hey.
Especially when he looked good, right? So
what happened with the dude, the white
my boy? Man. He like, first, they didn't say anything. They was just giving the looks. But my man like, yeah, she good. She with me. Like swelling up.
The white boy did that?
Yes.
White guy?
And yes. Like, I'm like, I hope you can whoop these dudes'
I know,
ass.
Because
like,
he get his ass whoop your turn. All that swelling go down. Fucking all lives matter, dude. Fucking call the cops, hey, Bree.
I'm like, you got to chill,
call
bruh.
The fucking cops on these niggers, Bree. He'll get
I'm
back
from Chicago, but I ain't fighting no grown ass black man, okay? No. You going to be on your own.
So what happened with you and the white dude, Bree?
Oh, man. It got a little reckless. He was, I think, you know, to white men, not all of them, but I think we are a fantasy. Especially when you a gorgeous black girl like that and you have like the long curly hair. They just think, because the first thing he said was, you look so exotic. And I'm like, dude, I'm from fucking Southside Chicago. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Like an animal or
something. Right, yeah. So I think it's a fact.
It like you're a leopard. God, your fur is so pretty.
Like a black cat. But yeah, he was way too aggressive for me. Like, you know, I'm new to this. I'm new to outside of my race. I'm new to California. He was just trying so hard to get in my bed and I'm like, dude, ain't shit going on in my bed. What
damn.
What's going on with, you know what I'm saying?
Campaigning heavy.
Yeah, it was too much. So I had to.
They
had
do that though. Yeah. White guys, they want to go straight to sex. The yeah, it's like you're just, yes, yeah, indeed. That's the
I gotta
one thing
see
I don't.
How juicy it
that's
is.
That's why I
yeah.
don't.
How juicy. Yes, indeed.
Little do they know. Well, they might know something.
They might, you know, they be having those little fetishes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So what do you like to do for fun, Bree?
Man, I roller skate a lot. Yeah, really? I was doing it hard as hell in Chicago, right? No, but
old
like,
school like a mama.
No, dead ass. No, so like I roller skate to like old James Brown mix.
Okay.
It's the weirdest shit, but it is so much fun. I had a skate group in Chicago called the Dream Girls, stand up.
Shout out to Chicago. Okay, shout out to Chicago.
Girl, stand up.
Let's see who we got on the phone. What's up? Who's calling?
What's going on, Reed? This is Nick.
What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm good, man. I want to talk about two things, man. I want to talk about that, what you call it, bed rest rat?
Yeah, we'll get on that in a minute. I hear what niggas call it, talking about other shit. We got Bree here. We got to take time with our sister Bree chopping up good game. So you like to skate. What kind of guys do you like, Bree?
What kind of guys do I like? Unfortunately, I like the kind that ain't good for me. I like alpha males. I like men that walk in the room and own it and you know, grab your attention as soon as you see. I like men that smell good, stand up straight, confident.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Walk with purpose.
Mm.
I like men that love God, and I'm getting to that point. Mm. I ain't gonna lie. I wasn't before. It was like all the ratchet shit is what I liked, but I'm trying to get away from
now
that.
You're trying to pray the dicks away.
Oh, yeah, no. But that is a turn on, though. That's like that. Yeah. As you get older, anybody that talks about God, they have me more than the other, even if the other guy looked better.
Yeah.
I'm just like, ooh, we talking about the law.
I know. Yeah. Like, it's refreshing almost.
It is.
Yes, indeed. Man, but anyway, Bree, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. And hopefully, I'm going to see what the people say later on in the show.
People, let me talk to y'all.
Talk to the people.
Put your girl up in here. Put Shot Town on the mic. Y'all need to hear this.
Yes, indeed.
I ain't ready to
go
yet. I like
your shirt. It's really cute. Can I get just like a little bit of this? Like, I'm struggling over here.
You can have all of this.
I'm struggling.
You can have every single drop. I wish we could lay next to each other.
Oh, damn.
Oh, okay.
Because the room, I wish you could see the chat room. It's like tiggle bitty, tiggle bitty, tiggle. Everybody's is tiggle bitty. Come on, y'all. Have some. Yeah, in the
They're
chat
like,
room.
Yeah, Tariq, her. Yeah,
her. I'm glad I ain't wearing that low cut.
Somebody said, how old is she? How old are you, sweetie? Okay, yeah, you go. That's the answer right there. None of your goddamn business.
Yeah. I'm old enough.
Yes, yeah. Somebody said she got.
God. They real. You know how they are.
Yeah, I know.
Tariq.
I can't breathe. Listen,
I'm so mad I can't see this. Like, yeah, I want in on all this.
Yeah, the chat room is lit up right now.
That's so sad.
It's lit up right now. But anyway, Bree, thank you so much for coming
thank
in.
Thank you
so much for having me, guys.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. And we'll have you go back out in the lobby.
All right.
Yes,
this is
indeed.
Fun.
Yes, it is. Yes. Yes.
Positive energy.
Yes, indeed. Somebody said, can she fight? What kind of shit
is
that?
She's from Chicago, damn it. She's from Chicago.
Yes, indeed. All right. Now, how can I do the voting thing? Somebody said I should put a voting thing on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, you could do that.
Yeah, I like Bree. Bree is like,
yeah,
she's like
cool.
real
yeah,
down to earth.
Yeah,
I like
I love
Bree.
Humble, down to earth
yeah,
people.
Yeah,
like
I like
real.
Bree.
Yeah, I like her. She cool.
Bree has a very down to earth vibe.
Love it.
You dig? Somebody said, where in Chicago?
People be having a funny.
I know. Look at that. What her address is. Shout it. My That's God. Funny. Let's see. Let's get a call real quick. Okay. Let's get a call.
Please, a call then.
Yes. What's up? Who's calling?
Yeah, what's good, Reed? My bad, man. I didn't mean to bring her up. You right.
No. We're talking about something. We got some other guests in the spot, so we're focusing on the guests. I have you call later, brother. God, how that nigga get through twice?
Why people don't be on a subject sometimes?
I know.
They just know what time you're on, and they're just like, okay, I'm calling in. But
he must not be watching live.
Right,
I hope
right.
he's watching live. Right. Let me see. Let me do this. Let me I'm going to put a poll on Twitter.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, I put a poll on Twitter. And have all the ladies on there, and I have you guys vote which one should be the next host. So we got Bree, and we're gonna bring the other one in next, ladies and gentlemen. Right, let me let LaPria know this. This is fun.
This is so fun. Like, I'm having a blast right
yes,
now.
Yes, indeed.
This is great.
Okay, we're gonna bring in.
And you got some. This is crazy.
Yes, indeed.
Bring her in. So
high.
Who are you, dog?
Oh man. Okay, and the phone number again, family, is 818-850-5404. Why is this thing taking forever to get popping? LaPria!
He over here.
I just called her.
He over here trying to be all high tech. LaPria, come in. He's like, LaPria. Trying to be all high tech. That's dope, though.
Yeah.
Some people have that at their house.
I do.
You have the thing at your house?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. So when I'm not home, I can see.
You can see everything.
Anytime somebody at my door, I'm watching your
ass.
That's dope. We got Miss Alexis.
Hi.
In the house. What's up, Alexi? Have a seat, dear. Put the headphones on. Get on the microphone, dear. Yes, indeed. She's coming here with her little glasses on.
Oh, she looks so pretty.
Yes, indeed. Put those earphones on. There you go, dear. Yes, indeed. So let's talk in the mic over there. Right there you go. How are you, Alexis?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am good. Now, Alexis, where are you from, dear?
I'm from Los Angeles.
Talk directly in the mic a little bit. There you go.
I'm from Los Angeles.
There you go. So what made you want to come down and try to be a part of the ISM show?
I saw Sarah get fired. So I'm here. Live in effect. Yes. I was like, this is my chance.
Oh my god, that's hilarious.
That's funny.
I emailed like 24 hours within like you firing her. Like,
dang.
Wow. So you're from LA?
Yes, I'm from LA.
What do you like to do? Can they see you? Hold on. Let me move this out the way
so
we can, so the family can see you. There you go. Y'all can see her now. There she is. So what do you like to do? What do you like to do, Alexis?
I like to go out, try new food. I like to go to eat sometimes. I mean, I like to go have drinks sometimes and stuff like that. I like to read. I like museums. I like art. Stuff like that.
There you go. Sure. Now, how's the dating world for you out here in Los Angeles?
Oh, out here it's pretty crazy, random, all type of stuff happens when you're trying to date out here.
Like what? What's some of the worst experiences you've had out here?
A guy offered me some money before. Like, I guess he thought I was like a prostitute or something.
Oh, goddamn. Like, goddamn. Okay.
Whoa.
In what context were y'all at a club, on the street? I mean, how do y'all offer the money?
We were at the restaurant and he was just like, oh, you know, do you need any bills paid and stuff like that? Like, are you a dancer and all type of stuff? I was just like, oh my God, this is.
Was it a young dude? Was it like a young sugar daddy, old sugar daddy?
Oh, my God.
Lord.
He was like an Armenian guy. Like,
Oh, that makes more sense. They're good for that shit.
Yeah.
They're very good for that shit, those Armenian
guys. Some people be thinking all black women are hoes. It's pissing me off.
Yeah, like, yeah. Those Armenian dudes are real big on that, man. Especially out there in Glendale. I had an Armenian accountant, and I had to watch his goddamn ass.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, you're out here in L.A., your dating experiences, you're running into Armenian tricks. You dig? What was, how was your last relationship? How was that?
It ended, like, I basically broke up with him because he was, like, a little crazy.
Uh-oh, what did he do that was crazy?
He was, like angry. Like, he was just too angry and, like, argumentative and manipulative, like, stuff like that.
What was he angry about?
About his life. Why?
Oh, shit.
Like,
oh, damn.
Like, you ain't shit. I mean, you would probably be mad every day.
Nah, damn. Yeah. Now, why were you fucking with this not shit nigga?
Because I was 16 through 19. Okay. So yeah. I was very young and I didn't really know too much about relationships. So.
Okay. Was this nigga, were you going to high school with him or something?
Not high school, but I did know his cousin. Okay. I went to high school with his cousin. So.
Oh, that type of situation. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You had to grow out that nigga.
Yeah. Yes.
Somebody said her ex is crispy. Y'all in the chat room are killing me.
You gotta do me like that.
Fuck out of here, everybody. My wife ain't shit, everybody.
You gonna let them do me like that?
Somebody said, is she a Latina? No, she's not Latina.
Man.
No, you're not. She's black. She's not a Latina.
Both
she's,
of my parents are light skinned.
Yeah.
Like they're this, like, lighter
than me. To turn her mic up. You gotta talk in it.
Oh.
Let me see. Let's try this mic, sweetie.
Is that one better?
How about that one?
Okay. Can you guys hear me now?
There you go.
Okay. Let me lower it a little bit. Hold on. Because he's a little one.
How tall are you? Are you?
I'm like 5'2".
Oh, yay. The
oh, just like
girls.
Just, yeah.
I'm
short
too.
Just like little Layla.
That's good.
Yes, indeed.
Layla's really pretty.
Oh, yes, you are too.
Yeah, people love Layla. Oh,
thanks. Layla.
Yeah, and niggas be, niggas be sending me dick pics to send her. I'm like, no, nigga. Send it directly to her. Don't send it to me, motherfucker.
That's crazy.
Man.
You're stupid.
So, Miss Alexis, what do you think people should like about you? What should the audience like about Alexis?
I'm very, like, outspoken and blunt and very truthful about the type of encounterments that I have and stuff like that. Is that a word?
Okay, it's one now. You made one up, so I'm gonna use that shit now.
Encounters.
Yes.
And stuff like that. Like, I don't know. I'm just a little too blunt about situations. Some people be like, wow, but I mean, it should be good for the radio.
What's your sign?
I'm a Libra.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
What are you, Layla?
I'm a Sagittarius.
Oh, damn. Yes. So, so you were in a relationship for what, 3 years?
3 years, yes.
Yes. And what's been the most difficult thing finding somebody that you're compatible with now?
Like, as far as them being, like, so-called conscious or at least caring about the certain topics that I talk about and being, like, I like someone like that's spiritual and, you know, like has some type of substance to them and isn't just sitting there looking good or something like that. Like now, that's
Isambard has a question. Hold on. Hold on.
What kind of encounterments are you having with niggas sexually?
What's that Isambard?
What kind of encounterments are you having with niggas sexually?
What kind of encounterments are you having with niggas sexually?
Come on now.
Get out of her business, Isambard.
Isambard is so
worry about her damn encounterments. Fuck out of here.
I'm going to look that up. That's y'all laughing at my little vocabulary.
Yes, indeed. But anyway, yeah. Miss Alexis, thank you so much for coming down to
thank
the show.
Thank you.
It's been real. Thank you so much. You can go back out there.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yes, indeed.
Everybody has bigger breasts than me.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
I want some of yours, too.
Layla got the meat, but everybody else got the potatoes.
No, I always wanted, like, I always wanted a breast job for some reason.
Oh, wow, wow,
but,
wow.
I don't know. I'm, like, obsessed.
Somebody said it's a titty Tuesday.
I told you it's not just me.
I know.
She was like, yeah, she'd be good for the show.
I know. What's up? Who's calling?
Yo, Rick, man, pick the girl from Chicago, man. She got a good mind and everything. I mean, she don't look as good as the girl from L.A., but it ain't all about that, man. The girl from Chi-Town, she got it going on, man. That's the one you need to pick, brother.
All right. We got a couple of more now. We got a couple more. So,
somebody's listening.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, brother. All right. Who y'all like so far? Let me go on Twitter. Let me do a poll. All right.
I'm going to tell you who later.
Yes. Okay, how do I do a Twitter poll? Let me see. Twitter poll. Okay. Add poll. I'm about to do that now.
I'm curious to what. Oh, yeah, you still got two more. I'm curious to what everybody's saying right now. That's funny.
Let me see, because we got four women coming in. We got Bree.
But the good thing is everybody has good energy so far.
Yes, yes.
All positive energy. I love it.
Yes.
And it's going to be very fun to hear about these people's dates so Tariq can get up all out of my
no.
Tariq's still
I don't be too much in your business.
I don't care. You know, I'm an open book. I don't it is what it is.
Let's y'all ready for the next one? Because I'm gonna do, I'll do the poll after all the women are in. I'll do it like that. I'll do the poll after all the women come in. So let's bring in the next young lady. Let me get this call real quick to get some feedback. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, Tariq. This is Joe from Tennessee. How y'all doing?
I'm good. How you doing, Joe?
Well, I had a game question.
No, we'll call up later with that, brother. Thank you for the call. Y'all have him call up a little bit later with that. All right. Let's bring in the next young lady. Her name is Paris. LaPria.
You had to ratchet
down.
He's not even using his thing anymore. He's
bring in Paris.
Yes. She's so funny.
Mm-hmm. All right. We're about to meet
Paris. This is fun.
Yes.
We should do this every week.
I know. Look at Paris.
Hey, girl. Hi.
Look at Paris. Looking like a Nubian goddess.
Hair.
Look at that. That's Miss Paris.
So pretty. Side,
put the headphones on, dear. Okay. And we're going to get you. There you go. And talk directly there. All right. Let's get you up there.
Oh, now I can hear you.
There you go.
Yes.
Now let's get you close to the mic so we can.
Okay.
How about that?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, we got you. There you go. Can y'all hear Miss Paris? There you go. So, Miss Paris, how are you, dear?
I'm great.
Yes, indeed. Now, where are you from, Paris?
I am from Bourne, Connecticut.
Oh, yes. Yes. She's from out there in Connecticut. How long have you been out here in L.A.?
Almost 4 years.
How you liking it in L.A.?
I actually love it. At first, I hated it.
Yeah.
I thought it was trying so hard to be like New York. And I was like, you guys aren't getting it. But now I accept it for being its own thing. It's its own beast, and I love it.
Yes, indeed. And Miss Paris has broadcasting experience already.
Awesome.
Yes.
Yes. Wow. I feel her vibe. I knew it. Yes. I was like, her, she is a little bit different. Yeah.
Now, what kind of broadcasting have you done?
All right. So I normally do TV show reviews. I'm on YouTube on AfterBuzz Network.
I have a friend who worked there.
So I do reviews for Scandal, Empire, and Being Mary Jane.
Oh, that's dope.
Yes.
Do you know Nicole, girl named Nicole?
I do not.
Brazier?
There are so many.
I know it's a lot of people there. Never mind.
Yeah, off the sudden. There was like 300.
Yeah.
Man, now, Miss Paris, you were married, right?
I'm a married woman. Yes.
Oh, you're married.
Yes, she is.
Oh, that's dope.
Yes, she is.
And, yes, oh boy.
And she's not married to a black man.
Oh, Lord, I knew it.
Oh, I knew it too,
let
girl.
Let them know about your husband, Paris.
All right. Before you guys attack me with those bed wenching comments, because yes, I've seen them. My man is from Italy. He is European, so he's not a. He doesn't even know this. Our history. No, oops. I'm serious. He's not Jersey Shore
Remember
Italian.
The other
oh,
one
we
that
heard somebody
from
else
from Italy.
Somebody else said somebody from Italy.
Oh shit.
So, how is it?
Oh gosh.
How is it dating? Oh, not dating, married. Yes. How long have you been married?
2 years.
Wow.
Together 7 years.
Oh wow.
And what are some of the challenges of being married interracially?
Oh man, the whole thing is a challenge.
Yeah.
I mean, mostly because I don't get love from anyone.
Oh,
black people aren't happy about it. Not black women.
Really?
Not black men.
Definitely not the white people.
White people are like, and he's a really attractive Italian man. So they're like, so one white girl even asked me, "What about you? Do you think he likes?"
What?
Oh, damn.
You're beautiful.
Yeah, I was like, yes. Well, I think I have a whole package going on. Yeah.
What? That's an insult.
White women don't like that. A lot of folks, they say brothers don't like it. White women really. Don't like
they
that
really
shit.
Don't like
they don't
it.
Like that's why when you look at television shows, white women, they like to be around like overweight sisters,
right? Yeah. If you're not ghetto or overweight, if they don't feel like they have something on you, then it's like, so this bitch really thinks she deserves this man.
So
you're married for 2 years, and do you and your husband talk about racial issues?
Ooh, all the time. Oh, you know that newest big Bill Maher one?
Mm-hmm. Bill Maher, yeah.
Bill Maher, yes.
Has he ever tried to holler at you? You look like the kind he'll holler at.
No.
Bill Maher
done
hollered at every sister in L.A.
Remember yesterday, Superhead and stuff?
Oh, yeah, he messed with her. Oh, yeah.
That's crazy. But we talk about all the time. We're watching Dear White People together.
Oh, Lord.
Because being from Italy, he really didn't even know that we had this issue in America.
Mm. No, they don't. They really don't know.
Yeah, he's from Italy.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he was very confused with the whole Trump thing. He's like, whoa, what are these protests? Like, why do you have to have a Black Lives Matter thing? I thought this was a thing already that you guys all got along. I was like, welcome to America. It's going to be interesting for you.
Man.
He's confused. I have to tell him, like, you know, because he's married to a black woman, he feels that, you know, he's a part of the fam.
Yeah.
So he says things like, you know.
No.
Like, well, can't I say the N-word? Like in the song, if Jay-Z says it right, I'm like, oh, I have to.
Oh, Lord.
We're gonna go to kindergarten and I'll teach you from all.
He know he can't say that.
No, in Italy, I'm telling you, they had Rihanna on a cover and it said the most beautiful nigga woman.
Oh, wow.
What?
Yes, on the cover of a
magazine. They did not.
Yeah, sometimes this is what I've learned. Sometimes they'll play dumb like they don't know about racism because there's soccer games over there in Italy. They be throwing bananas and shit out there on the field. So they're not as naive as they pretend to be. So you got to watch that.
Yes, you do. It's true. But mostly from the South. I'm not trying to choose favorites, but the Southern Italians, they're the darkest ones, but they hate black people. They really do.
Because the Moors conquered them. There was the Moors over there. That's why they're dark. The Moors went over there.
You know your history.
The Moors went over there and conquered all that. And there was a saying by Napoleon. He said, Africa starts in Rome, meaning the black folks are in Rome.
Yes, they are. Yep.
Yeah, real heavy stuff. So as far as the show, what would make you? Hold on. Why can't I see myself? Hold on. Hold on 1 second. Y'all keep talking. I don't see shit. Hold on. All right.
Oh,
all right. Hold on. Let me see what's going on with the camera. Did I plug that motherfucker in? Okay. There's a blackout somewhere. Hold on.
What made you move here to LA? I'm nosy.
No. Honestly, I had no reason except for the weather.
I was really
tired of the winter.
That's it.
And I wanted to be around palm trees because palm trees made me feel like I'm on vacation.
Oh, wait. So you met your husband in Connecticut?
No, I actually met him studying abroad in Australia.
Oh, gotcha. Yes. And you brung your man out here?
Actually, I graduated college, moved to Italy for a year, almost a year and a half. And then I was done with that, and then he came here with me.
Oh, I did the same thing. I had went to college in Atlanta and then met my son's father, and we dated for like 7 years, and then he followed me to California.
Oh, okay.
Got married, follow you, girl. No, just kidding.
Exactly.
But I'm from here, though, so I just, you know, I moved there for a while and then came back, so from here.
Oh,
so
cool. Okay. Yeah, I wasn't from here, but I mean, I had the Cali dream. Most people do.
Y'all have kids?
No.
Okay, do y'all want kids?
in the future. We're both in our like the beginning of our career, right where we want to be.
Yeah,
it's just the wrong time.
Yeah, no, that's your wait.
Yeah,
because kids, you know,
I'm in no rush.
Just wait, girl. Well, that's good. I got all.
So when do y'all plan on having kids?
I'm gonna say like maybe my first child at. Well, now I'm going to be telling my age now.
Don't tell your age, girl, now.
Right.
No, I'm
just
saying
that.
Okay.
No, I'm proud of my age. I'm 27.
Oh, you're not that old.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe 29, 30, early 30s.
That's a good age.
Yeah.
That's a good age.
I don't want to be an old mom. My mom was a young mom, and I love that. Yeah. So, I don't know.
Cool hip mom.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Now, Ismbot, right there, that's our resident robot. He has a question about, for you. Hold on.
Does your husband want you to make butter biscuits after sex?
What damn question is that?
Does
the husband want to make butter biscuits after sex? No.
What in the world?
Lord, no.
It's probably the opposite. It's probably me wanting him to make like pasta or something.
Oh, God.
No. He's the cook. He's the real cook. I'm not the cook.
Man. Have you been to Italy yet? You been there?
Yeah, I lived there.
You lived there?
Yeah, she said she lived there for
a year and a half.
Okay, yeah. I like Italy. It's real nice over there.
Fluent in Italian now, yes.
Yes, indeed. But anyway, Miss Paris, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. That was fun.
Yes, indeed.
Which is cool.
Man.
This is so fun.
It is fun. It is definitely fun. Let me see. The phone number is 818.
Everybody's so good.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me see what the chat room. Let me see. I think some people are saying cool. Some people said none of the women are cool so far. Fuck all y'all niggas. Somebody said she's the maid. Y'all niggas are clowning. What's up?
They wild today.
I know. What's up? Who's calling?
Yo, what up? This is Mac Lessons 2.0 from Brooklyn.
Oh, there you go. This Mac nigga right here. I have you call later, nigga. He's about to start showing out. Hold on. This Mac nigga. What's up? Who's calling?
Yo, this is B-More from the DMV.
Hey, man. How you doing? What's on your mind?
First off, thank you for the views from my guy from your Sarah video. Thank you, sir.
Yes.
But I just want to say I like the last one.
Yeah, she was cute. Cute girl.
The
cute
first
girl.
One.
Yeah.
I don't know what she looked like. She sounded like she cute.
Which one?
The third one. The last one.
Yeah. Oh. She was on video.
Oh, okay.
Okay, brother. And, goddamn, get your thoughts together. Shit, man. I gotta sit here and wait on this nigga to get his mind right. Fuck. Oh, the third one, the first one. I didn't see it. The fifth one, with the sixth one. How does the sixth one look? Oh, God damn! I'm about to sit here and figure out what the fuck this nigga trying to say. All right. Okay, we got one last one.
One last one,
ladies and gentlemen.
This is funny.
One last one. Y'all ready for the last one?
Yeah.
Somebody said they didn't see the first one. The first one.
Really? Oh, maybe they just tuned in late.
Yeah, y'all might have tuned in late. Somebody said the second one was boring. Let me see. All right, we brought the bring in Miss Porter. Let me see, LaPria.
Real ratchet.
Ratchet. Bring Porter in. All right, there she goes. What's up, Miss Porter? Have a seat. We are good. That's Layla.
You
met Layla.
Nice meeting you. Hi. Good. Yes, good. Hi.
Let's get those headphones on you.
Yay.
Okay, yes, indeed.
Beats. Got some beats. Okay.
Yes, indeed. So we got Miss Porter. There you go. Look over there in the camera.
Hey.
There you go.
She's cute. You got all cute girls.
You
got to
be visually stunning. Yes. So, Miss Porter, where are you from?
I'm from Texas.
Now talk directly in the mic, dear.
I'm in the mic.
There you go. Now, Miss Porter is from Texas, and she's a military gal.
I am.
Oh.
Yes. I was shocked. I'm like, what the heck? You doing in the damn Air Force. How was it in the military?
The military was a great experience for me.
Okay.
I got to explore different cultures, see all different types of people, and it made me the woman I am. So.
And what was the most exciting place you've been while you were in the military?
Most exciting?
What do you like? What's your favorite place?
The UAE is my favorite.
Oh, like Dubai.
Mm-hmm.
How is that over there?
Well, to be honest,
she's so
what?
So when I was in Dubai, it was just Dubai. Now it's Dubai.
Right. It's like
it's the place to be now. When I was there, they just laid out the topographical map of what it will be today.
Oh, wow.
So, but the Middle East is amazing. It's amazing. It's beautiful. At one point, you'll see just greenery and just beautiful people all these exotic cars and animals, and then you look and it's just a pile of dirt.
Damn.
It's a lot going on, but it's beautiful. Mm. I loved it there.
Yeah, I'm thinking about going there this summer. Yeah.
What part?
I don't know, but just Dubai.
Oh, you haven't been there.
I've been through the airport there, and the airport looks like Las Vegas.
Right.
Yeah.
Really? They have casinos?
It's like gold and just shiny and sparkly. Really? It's just like an amusement park at the damn airport. I'm like, this shit is popping.
Wow. I know. I want to go.
So, Miss Porter, how has your dating experiences been out here in Los Angeles?
Wait, how long you been in LA? Wait, how long she been here?
Yeah, how long you been out here?
I've only been here for a couple of years.
Okay.
I just been here for a couple of years. Dating was horrible. Mm. It was horrible up until recently. I'm in love and shit.
Oh, damn.
So, yeah, I'm in love. Okay. I win.
Oh, damn.
Yay, in 2 years?
I win.
That's good. It
freaking sucked. It sucked.
Why did it suck? What were some of the challenges you were having?
Let me see. Niggas ain't shit. Can I say that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you can. Okay. If that's what you feeling.
Niggas ain't shit.
That's all you feel? That's all you feel?
What was some of the not shit stuff they were doing?
I mean, just the classic shit. Just lying for no reason. Mm. I'm a very straightforward person. You can just tell me the truth.
Yeah.
And either I'm with it or I'm not. Like that, it's very simple. I'm a straightforward person. It's very simple. Niggas ain't shit. Bitches be tripping.
Oh damn.
So you know, but
oh, somebody in the chat room said black man hater alert.
No hating. This is all factual. Can you see me? This is all factual.
Oh damn. Okay.
And I've been across the globe and back, so I date. I've dated all ethnicities, so niggas is that applies, as you can see, to everyone because it's what is this? What is you doing? That hurt. I can hear you. What is you doing?
So you're in love now. Which ethnicity are you loving now?
Oh, my baby's black.
Okay. The room wanted to know.
Yes, my baby's black.
We didn't want to put the plantation harmonica back out on you.
No. Get off the poach. Put it down.
So what made this brother, or sister, I mean, shit, I don't know. Yeah, somebody in the chat room said, is it a chick she with? I don't know. But this person, what made this person?
I swear the music cut off and everything.
I mean, damn, it got real dramatic. Shit. I know.
Man or a woman.
So, I mean, I'm talking about in the beat. Yeah, it's just coming music, back on. It's music, and then, so they want to know. It's like, silence.
I know it got real dramatic.
I didn't hear shit. But I am with the woman. My baby is black.
There you go.
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't expect you to say that.
Yeah, I'm just full of surprise.
Wait, so are you bisexual?
No.
Oh, you don't like guys at all?
I was just playing around.
You were playing around with guys.
Yes.
But then you realized, no.
Oh, yeah, you're very interesting. Yes.
Okay, so I always ask people this. Were you always like that? Or did you like, were you so tired of dudes, you're like, you know what, I'm going to try a woman? Or was it you just always like girls?
I've always liked women.
Oh, okay. I always wondered about that. Do girls just get so like fed up with dudes? They're just like, oh.
No, that was not the case.
That was not the case at all for me.
Well, Ismbot has a question, and Ismbot, right? That's Ismbot right there.
I see him.
What's your question, Ismbot?
You are the finest stud I have ever seen.
Get the fuck out of here, Ismbot.
Nigga, I ain't no stud. I ain't no motherfucking stud. What?
Look at me and say that shit.
You are the finest stud I have ever seen.
Ismbot, be quiet.
Turn around, Ismbot.
Say it to my face, bot.
Turn around, Ismbot. Oh, you see, he don't want to turn around, though.
Oh, God.
No, he
don't
want to turn around, though.
What the hell?
So you're dating this young lady, and now, has she ever dated a guy before?
No.
Okay. And that's interesting. I've always been interested in No.
Like, are you two a lesbian too?
No, I am. I love women. Oh, I'm a lesbian. God.
Lord, why did I do that?
Like, I'm the biggest stud in
here. Baby, I'm sorry for saying that. I'm sorry. I don't know what came over me. I'm sorry.
Now, let me ask you this. Have you dated white women before?
No.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, there is racism within the gay circles.
Really?
Yes, there is.
That's interesting. Educate me. Educate me, because I don't know.
Yeah, there's racism within gay. So especially out here, and you know, you had the black gay clubs and the white gay clubs and West Hollywood. You know what I'm saying? It's that.
Everywhere that I've been, it's been really, really mixed. And on both sides of the spectrum, all ethnicities are attracted to me. So I've never, like, ain't never really an issue for me. White bitches like me. They're trying to touch me and shit.
Oh, damn.
You know, but damn. No, it's a no. It's a hard no.
It's a hard no.
Damn.
So Spanish, black, anything.
No, it's a hard no because I have a woman.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
If I wasn't in a relationship, I don't see color. I never have.
Gotcha. So I have a question. Are you attracted to lipstick lesbians? Or are you attracted to, like, more, you know, masculine females? Like, what does your girlfriend look like? Is she more like...
She's beautiful.
Is she more like girly? Or is she more like, you know, just a little bit more tomboy?
She's more tomboy.
More tomboy. Okay. Mm-hmm. Cool. I'm just being nosy. I'm like super duper nosy.
It's all good.
No, we got to ask questions.
No, I just, you know.
Isabot has another question. Hold on.
Look at my face, though,
hold
nigga.
Hold on.
Why do you look like Peppa from Salt and Pepper?
You look like... I know you can't.
Why do it? So Isabot got all the motherfucking jokes. Like, I want to look at my face. Look at me and say,
you look like a cuter version of Peppa.
I kept looking at her like, damn, yeah. She looks like somebody, and I couldn't figure it out.
Yes,
you Isabot hit it
yes.
on the head yes, with
indeed.
That one.
Yes, indeed. Right,
well, thank you.
That's yes, indeed.
Funny. Well, she cute, though.
She's very cute.
I like you said she looks like Precious or nothing. If you said she like Precious or something.
I know, of course. She don't come up here looking like Gabby Sidibe.
The beats was coming off.
Let me ask you this, though. Let me get real, you know, deep in your shit.
Oh, Lord. Because
you a fine motherfucker. And I say that with all due respect.
She's very pretty.
I say that respect.
Thank you. She's very pretty.
Have you turned a straight girl out before?
No. My girlfriend is my only girlfriend.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the only girl you have a relationship with? What are you saying? You lost me on that one.
Yeah. So, no, I've never turned any other... I'll answer your question just straight.
Oh, right.
I've never turned a straight woman out. No.
Oh, wow.
So, you only dated women that already liked women. You've never, like... You never talked to a girl and she was into dudes. And you're like, you know what? Why don't you try me? And she's like, no, I'm into dudes. And you're like, well, just let me... Okay. Nah. That's the... Okay. Mm-mm.
Damn.
She's trying to clear it up.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's interesting because I'm like... You look like you could turn them like out. Somebody who might not be into.
Oh my God! You know. Only to damn Tori. He's. So
I'm just saying, you know. I mean. There's some because some women say, "Oh, that girl is real pretty," and you know. I'm just saying. Very interesting today. Very interesting stuff. So Porter, what do you want the audience to know about you? What should the audience like about Miss Porter?
What they should like about me is I'm naturally funny.
Yes.
I am. I'm very honest. And I love to laugh.
Okay.
I'm full of jokes and shit. Full of jokes.
Yes, indeed. Now, have you done any broadcasting before?
I did a little bit when I was in Japan.
Okay.
Because the Air Force has a network. It's AFN Network. So I did a little bit there because I wanted to do broadcasting, but just there.
Okay. Cool. Miss Porter, thank you so much for coming in. It's been real. It's been
Everybody's
fun.
Trying, cool.
Yes, indeed.
Trying to make me leave.
Yeah, well,
Biden didn't even face me.
No.
He didn't even face me.
Yes, ma'am.
I'll be back for you.
Yes, indeed. Well, thank you so much,
Dee. Thank
you guys.
Bye.
Thank you. Nice meeting you. You're so pretty.
Yes, we can shake hands. Yes, indeed. I don't know how y'all do. I don't know. Is it a hand?
Who is y'all?
Because I don't know if to treat y'all.
Who is y'all?
I don't know how if to treat y'all cute.
Who is y'all?
Cute
Who is
lesbians.
Y'all?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know if to treat y'all like cute girls or like, hey, what's up, my nigga? I don't know how to do it. I really don't. I don't know if it's offensive.
I am a woman. I was dabbing you up because men don't like to wash their hands. Nigga, I was trying to dab, okay? I shook her hand, I dabbed you. I don't know if you washed your hands. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, no. I love it.
Lord, you trying to tell me y'all.
No.
Y'all?
No.
What do you mean, people? Like,
no.
Shit.
Man, thank you so much, Ms. Porter.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
It's been real. Thank you, dear.
Thank you.
This was fun.
Yes, it is fun.
This is dope.
It is fun. Yes, indeed.
This is dope.
This woman is still talking shit. She's man, she is funny. Yeah, my goodness, like man, it's been real with her. Well, Isabel has a question for
you. Hey, Layla, go get Porter and let her know she left her dildo on the chair.
Oh, damn. She left it. She left her dildo on the chair.
I'm done.
No, she didn't. Isn't stop it. All right.
You know what's crazy? But out of all of them, I like each one of them for a different reason, but I'll tell you why later.
Oh, yes, yes.
Because I don't want to influence nobody.
Yes.
But I'll tell you why. I like all of them, but different.
Yes.
For different reasons.
Yes, yes, yes. So let me put the poll up.
Can't wait to see.
Let me put the poll up and see. All right. Let me do that. Somebody say go with the sister from Texas. Okay. Okay. Let me see which co-host we choose.
So torn.
I know. For Ism Radio.
Isabel here. Isabel was in here trying, folks, today.
I know.
Everybody on purpose. Let's see if you can take it, just in case. Let's see if you can take it.
All right, guys. I'm on Twitter. I'm putting it up right now. I put the poll up right now. Mm-hmm. All right. And you go to my Twitter. Go to Tariq Nasheed. No, let me let her know to let them go home.
They so
go
far, there's no dusty nigga talking.
I know. Hold on. Let me let my assistant know they can go.
Oh, okay.
They can go. Okay. Hold on 1 second. Sorry about that, guys.
Priya!
Yes, sorry. Hold on. Come on, thing. Sorry about this, guys. We're trying to do all this shit live on air. All right, I'm just texting my assistant. So let me have some of y'all call up.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, okay. A lot of people. 80% for Bree. Okay.
Bree is the first one,
Bree
right?
Bree is the first one.
Okay.
A lot of folks like Bree.
I like Bree. Okay.
I don't want to say.
I don't want to influence nobody. But I tell you who I like.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll talk after the show. We'll talk after the show. But a lot of 80% for Bree. Paris and Porter got zero. Come on, man.
Maybe because she just got off. So let's give her time.
Yes.
We should go through. Okay, so Bree is the first one from Chicago. Yes.
Okay, now it's changing. Wait, okay.
Oh.
Now it's changing. It's 38% Bree, 22% Alexis, 8% Paris. Y'all shitting on Paris. 32% Porter, the last one. Now it's evening out now.
Okay.
So let's see what this
is. So it's Bree, Paris. What's the third one again?
Bree was the first one from Chicago.
Uh-huh.
Alexis was the younger one
from LA.
Uh-huh. Paris was the one with the white husband.
Gotcha.
And then we have Porter.
Porter, gotcha. Yes. Okay. That's a cute name.
Yeah.
Bye, girls.
Yes, indeed.
They came with it, too.
Yes, they did.
Fresh showing and stuff. Yeah. Let me go get this jar real quick.
Yes. No, yes, indeed. Man, so the phone number is 818-850-5404. That is the number, ladies and gentlemen. Let me look at the tweets again. But a lot of people are feeling Bree. That's the first one.
Okay.
That's the first one. You know, a lot of them interesting. They can bring a lot of interesting stuff to the table. All of them.
Yeah, so different.
All of them.
White husband, lesbian.
Yeah.
It's like, geez, who do you pick?
That's a whole thing. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I like your ride, girl. I'm looking at a. Look, I'm all in here riding.
Yeah, I know. Porter just
okay, Porter.
Shit.
White BMW. Yeah, I see you, girl.
Some of that stud money is kicking in.
She got a sugar mama.
I dig. Man. All right, y'all. So we're going to let people vote. We're about to stop the show. We're going to let y'all vote. We've already had 2 bed winches already. Say, well, y'all, no more bed winches for the show. Y'all done on the bed winches? Man. It's a hard one, man, because even the one that y'all say is a bed winch.
That's interesting.
Paris, her dynamic is interesting.
Yeah.
Even though she has a white husband and she's traveled.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And she has an experience with broadcasting.
Yeah.
So, you know, she brings that to the table.
Right.
Now, the second girl, Alexis, she's very pro-black. You know, she's seen all the hidden colors. Yep. Unlike this one.
I'm working on it. Let me, you know what's so crazy? I was in the middle about to watch it, but then we had a long week and I started watching YouTube videos and Crispies and BS and lame.
Man.
Yeah. So, man. Yeah. No, I'm working on it, though. I'm working on it, you guys. I swear.
And Miss Porter, you know, that's a very interesting dynamic. You know, she's in a lesbian relationship. You know, she's well traveled.
Air Force.
Yeah. She's been around. You know, she's very well traveled. And Bree, you know, Bree is like real down to earth. You know.
Chi-Town.
Yeah. Talking about her relationship and dating experiences, which is very relatable to the show.
Yeah, she seems open to like
exactly
anybody that wants to be honest and not like. But don't talk about my you know, I'm a little bit like that, like on certain really private things, but not as far as dating. Like you can ask me whatever, you know what I mean? Because that's the show.
Absolutely.
So anybody that's gonna like not hold back, you know.
Absolutely.
That would be perfect.
Absolutely. So y'all still voting out there? Let me look and let me see where the votes are right now. Let me go back to my thing here and hope everybody's following. Okay, still Bree is in the running.
Okay.
It's 40% Bree.
Oh.
21% Alexis.
Oh, so it seemed like it's what.
Okay, we got Bree and Porter is 33%.
Bree and Porter is in the lead.
Yeah, Bree.
I kind of figured that though.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Mm. I kind of figured that. I don't know why. Mm. I figured.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna go to
that. Why don't y'all like Paris, man? Y'all are shitting on Paris. Was actually, as far as broadcasting experience, she has the most.
They hating on her because she's married to a white. Yeah, they hating on that. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I've never, you know what I just thought about though? I have never, ever, and I have no reason to lie because you know I'm not lying.
Yeah.
I've never slept with a white dude.
Really?
Never.
Oh,
and
wow.
This is the weird thing because I remember, I think I asked you this a while back. I said, Tariq, do I seem like I date white dudes? And you're like, no.
Right.
Some black dudes will legit say, you know, you seem like you date white guys.
No, I don't seem like I date white guys, right? No, because your booty's. You got no booty. They like flat ass.
Right. Yeah, but
they,
I. But
they wouldn't know what to do with that.
But dudes be like, you seem like you date white dudes.
No.
I'm surprised you're talking. I'm like, I've never had sex in my life with a white dude. Have I went out with a white dude? Yes. Have we done anything with a white dude? Absolutely not.
Because
I can't. Like, that's the only way I can't get past the thing. I can't get that. I can't. That's a deal breaker for me, man.
I can't
do it, Tariq. I can't get past that thing.
So you saying if Justin Bieber came up to you and pulled out that little pop star dance, his little popsicle, you know,
I don't think that would be. Maybe I'll let him do something to me.
Oh, there you go.
But
okay, cheating. Hold on, let me get this. What's up? Who's calling?
This is Chris from New York.
How you doing, Chris? What's on your mind?
Hey man, I just want to talk about the woman that you interviewed.
Yeah. So, what do you think about him?
The first one and the third one, of course. Let me tell you why. Because you said the second one is well traveled, right?
No. You got them all mixed up, brother. The first one was Bree from Chicago. Got it?
Yeah.
The second one was a young lady from Los Angeles named Alexis. She was 23, young girl.
Okay.
The third one was Paris. She's the very cute chocolate sister married to the white guy.
Oh, I thought she was the second one. My bad.
No. Yeah, she's Paris is the third one. And the fourth one was the girl in white who's dating another woman.
Okay.
So which one do you like?
Now, Bree, of course, and the last one.
Okay. What do you like about Bree?
Well, Bree, she kept it down to earth. And she's from the Chi-Town, of course, so she could talk about the issues that's going on down there, you know, with the police and the injustice and everything.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, but... You said the third one was well-traveled and all that, right?
Yeah, that was Paris, yeah.
Yeah, but Olivia Pope was well-traveled, too.
There you go. Shit, there you go.
Just had a little joke. All
right,
my bad.
A bad one.
All right, nigga. That nigga rehearsed that one. Nigga called up with that bullshit.
Olivia Pope
ain't traveled, too. All right, nigga. Let's see who else is on the phone. What's up? Who's calling? This nigga is in Fast and Furious.
Oh my God. Tariq, don't hang up on
Hello,
you.
Hello, dude. You sound like you racing down the street. What's up, brother?
I'm a woman. What?
Oh, shit. Okay.
This is what I wanted to talk about. I'm sorry. I didn't want to start off that way. I am racing to pick up my son.
Okay.
But this is what I wanted to talk about. In the chat room, as soon as number 3 came out, Paris came out. everybody was like, she ugly. She ugly because of how she looked. And as soon as she said, I got a white husband, all of a sudden, now all of a sudden everybody wanted her. Now she was a sellout. Now it was like, oh, look, she a cool. And I'm voting for one anyway because I'm Southside Chicago too. There you go. You know.
But yeah, but Paris is not ugly at all.
Ain't no trail on mine. But I thought really that was pretty. Really interesting that because she didn't have no titties and she wasn't light skinned and she wasn't looking like she was eating a Carl's Jr. burger, all of a sudden everybody was just like, no. And as soon as she didn't want y'all ass back, as soon as she didn't want y'all, all of a sudden she was a traitor. I just wanted to point that out. That was very, very interesting to me.
Wow, I'm going to look in the chat room. Thank you, dear. But yeah, Paris ain't ugly by a long shot.
I thought
shot.
She was beautiful. She's beautiful.
Paris is a beautiful girl. That sister's not ugly at all. Mm-mm. You dig? Now, Paris is really the most qualified, if we're just looking from a qualification standpoint, as far as the other girls.
Right.
But as far as personality, I think a lot of people gravitate towards Bree because Bree has more down-to-earth, real, you know what I'm saying, just real, you know, south side of Chicago, so people can relate to that. And a lot of dudes think that Porter is interesting. Just her shit is interesting.
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a hard choice.
That's a hard one, man.
I know.
Man, but y'all keep voting. Keep on voting, fam. We're going to sleep on it.
Yeah.
You know, somebody said we need no swirlers. We need Porter. Okay.
Oh, my God.
These niggas. So y'all vote. Y'all keep
they on. Hating on poor Paris.
I know. Y'all
the poor bad wench. Y'all hating on the girl.
The bad
wench
with a heart of gold.
She's sweet.
Yes, indeed. Y'all keep on voting, family. It's still 41% for Bree. Y'all keep on voting.
She's kind of a fake bad wench, though, because she's her man's Italian.
Oh, please.
Technically.
Where we heard that one before. Lord, man. Anyway, y'all, that's been today's episode of the Ism Show. Don't forget, go to TariqElite.com to get all that fresh gear, all the fresh clothes, and all that good stuff, family. Layla, where can we see you on Instagram?
You can see me on the Crispy Show. No, I'm joking. No, I'm just joking. Thanks for everybody hitting me up on Instagram. You can hit me up on my Instagram, Miss Layla Lopez, MSLAILALOPEZE.
Yep, and everybody, y'all need to, whoop, hold on, let me get my audio together. I'm talking and they can't hear, nigga. Hold on, let me see. There we go. Can y'all hear me now? There we go. All right, you guys can follow me on Tariq Elite. Go to Instagram, Tariq Elite. Go to the YouTube page and like and subscribe to the Tariq Live YouTube page so that you can get automatic updates when I have videos posted. Go to Tariq Live. You can see the brand new Crispy video starring me, starring Layla in her bathing suit with Rolly the Boule Bird. Everybody's loving the new Crispy episode. Oh, go to Tariq Live right now and subscribe right now. Mm-hmm. All right, we're out of here. I'm going to holler at you on Tariq Radio this week. Y'all be good, family.
That was so fun.
Yes, indeed.